At Mount Carmel, we care for every part of you, from simple checkups to complex surgeries and everything in between. With a team of primary and specialty care physicians, specialized nurses, and expert staff who not only help you get better, but help you stay well. Here, care is compassionate, personal, trusted. We provide care without limits so you can live that way too. Mount Carmel, more care for all of you.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
There's a new challenger for my parking spot. Who is this guy?
Oh, no. I gave him the hairy eyeball coming in. I saw him. He's sitting in his car. He's sitting in there.
Literally sitting in the car right now.
Yes, because I park like next to, you park next to Ethan, the dude who stole your spot, and I park next to him. So now I'm up against the wall, and I don't like being up against the wall.
Well, first of all, Ethan parks next to me.
That's what I said. You said.
Oh,
I'm sorry. My bad.
So there's a new truck in the spot that I've been parking in now for over 20 years. So now I got to deal with this mess.
Somebody parked in mine today too.
He thinks that somebody's messing with us.
Maybe.
I think yours maybe was an intern, Kristen.
I got to learn them. When you interview them, you should have a map of the parking lot, and you can show them where everybody on the show parks.
Come on, Tommy.
Everybody, okay, I'm gonna send out a grid today. Everybody shade in your grid with your name in capital letters, and I will pass it to the interns.
I thought it might be an intern, but it doesn't look like an intern car. It looks like a mom car.
Oh, is a minivan?
Yeah.
No, it's an intern.
Oh, okay.
It could be. I think she might be mom's car.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Or the intern might be a mom.
We've
had that as well. No. All right, well, it's an awkward moment that a staff member that they will never, ever, ever forget. This happened on vacation?
This happened on vacation. It was a very, very awkward moment, but it was also equally hilarious, and I couldn't be mad at it. But we are making our way to this resort place that we're staying at, and it's like a community, and they give you an option to pick which property you want to stay in the week.
That's nice, man. So this is in the Philippines.
This is in the Philippines.
So, and they're all offer something a little bit different?
Right.
Like one's maybe for families, one's for single, is that kind of thing?
It's that, and it's also like different experiences. Like one, for example, was like a treehouse experience. So you would have like two floors, you would be able to go upstairs and you have like a little pool, or if you wanted the jacuzzi instead, and then you can look out over the view, or if you wanted to do like a more master bedroom kind of private experience, then you wouldn't necessarily have the view, but you would kind of be tucked off into the corner with like a bigger property that felt like everything was yours. So they gave you your options. They would take you around, and then she wanted to see three of the options, which I never experienced this. I'm going for the ride. Cool. Like, wow, they're going to show us each option, actually walk you in. This is great. So the guy, kindest guy in the world, like the service out there is bar none. It's amazing. And they go out of their way for you, like with everything you may want and need. So this guy takes us to the first property that we're supposed to see. He walks us in, and I think it was like the treehouse one. It was really nice. He shows us all around, takes us upstairs, takes us downstairs, and we liked it. We loved it. Then he's like, all right, it's time to go to the second one. So we make our way to the second property, and I ended up being saved. Now, at this point in the trip, we had been eating whatever we could get our hands on. Y'all might know what direction I'm about to go in. Because you're on the plane, you got to eat the plane food.
Sure.
In the airport, you got to eat the airport food. Some of that food may not necessarily agree with you. Right? So this is how the awkward moment ended up happening, because I had to go to the bathroom bad.
Okay.
Like really, really bad.
And at this point, are you eating foods that you're used to, or as you flew through South Korea to get to the Philippines? So is it more exotic food?
More exotic foods.
Okay.
For sure. We're trying all different types of Korean dishes, and at first I was fine. And then I was not fine. I was not okay. But I had lucked out, because right at the point when I felt like I'm in trouble, the guy had to run and do something. I don't know what happened, but they called his phone. Now, the thing is, you're not supposed to use these bathrooms until you lock down the room.
Sure. Right. Right.
So now I'm in there like, I'm looking at my lady like, I there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, just hurry up. So I go and I use the bathroom, and we deserve this because this was karma. I come out, and as soon as I come out, The guy walks in. But at that point, she looks at me like, I was a little behind you. I gotta go too.
Oh no.
It looks like you guys have chosen your room.
So that's the thing. Yeah. So he's knocking on the door and I gotta let him in. So when I let him in, he comes in and he's like, I can see him looking around like, where's your lady? So then like right in that moment, here's the toilet flush.
Mm-hmm.
And the toilet in it, I mean, it sounds like she in there fighting demons.
Oh, bless.
So he's looking at me like, and I'm looking at him like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, this wasn't the plan. And then she does the absolute worst thing she could have done. She comes out, and she looks like she was fighting demons, too. And she's drying her hands, and she says, so can we still take one of the other ones?
Oh,
and
man.
He looks like, I'm like, no. No, we can't. I think we chose.
See, if you guys were thinking quick enough, you could have said, hey, I just want to let you know that this is sort of an American tradition, that before you put a deposit down.
You put a different kind of deposit down.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Well, this certainly looks shady on Blake Lively's part because she just dropped her emotional distress claims against Justin Baldoni. This is the guy she's been in a very serious legal battle with since last year. The whole situation started during the filming of the movie It Ends With Us when she accused him of things like sexual harassment and retaliation. So things were getting pretty intense, pretty fast. And now, by pulling the emotional distress claims, she is basically avoiding having to hand over her private therapy records, Justin Baldoni's team was pushing for. Because if you're going to say, I caused you emotional distress, I need receipts that you had to go to therapy for whatever you're saying I put you through.
Like, I didn't even know you could do something like that.
Apparently. So
that's awful. Her
lawyers are just saying, like, this is a smart legal move. Like, let's keep things focused. Let's not open that door. But, of course, Justin Baldoni's side is not happy about it whatsoever. They want the claims dismissed with prejudice, which means that she wouldn't be able to file a lawsuit again later. And they're saying basically that she's trying to keep her options open, and that's not fair. But she wants it dismissed without prejudice so that she can change her mind later. Like, okay, I'm going to withdraw these claims now, but if I want to sue you again later for emotional distress, I still have that option.
I got to look more into this and be more educated on it. Something about that doesn't sound right, that you would be able, especially in a case like this, I mean, it's not like we're talking about a murder case or something like that, that you could go into your psychologist files and use that as evidence.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Like, if I sued you for emotional distress, wouldn't you want some kind of evidence that, like, there was proof, like, I had to go see a doctor because of whatever thing I'm saying you put me through.
So that's two different things. Because I do feel like your conversation between you and your therapist, that's privileged information between you and your therapist. However, establishing that you had to start going to therapy because of the emotional stress, I think, disclosing records, I think it's like, show me the bills that you had to get therapy because of this, not show me the transcripts of what you were talking about.
That would make more sense to me.
Like if
it's text messages between she and somebody else talking about the distress, that's one thing. But those files that happens inside of therapy, of course, that's going to be off limits.
Yes, but proving that, okay, so you said you it was emotional distress, which means you're going to have to seek help for it. So, you know, you just need to prove that you actually went to a therapist. Yeah. I don't think they're asking for every dirty detail she disclosed. They just want proof that she needed to seek some outside counsel.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know if that's like a HIPAA violation, but I think that's basically essentially what they're trying to get. So the fact that they want it dismissed so that she can't refile, to me, makes a lot of sense, because if you're just saying like, okay, I'm going to withdraw it now, but I still hold the right to be able to sue you later, it's kind of like, well, we're just going to do the same dance back and forth. So now it's just becoming like this very big, it's becoming like a chess match between the two of them, because we still don't, we're still not even going through with the legal proceedings until March of 2026. So right now, it's basically just kind of like this big PR battle between the two of them, I feel like.
The stress of these two every single day having to work on this in some fashion must be such a heavy load to bear.
Oh my God. Like yeah. it's one thing. I feel like as an artist, you carry so much emotional weight and you feel like you have to be vulnerable and open to the world so you can expand your emotional capacity to do your job. And to now go through one of the most stressful things about, some really serious claims like retaliation and sexual harassment. I mean, these are really dark and tough topics to handle. So I can only imagine what these two are going through and it sucks. So I want to say, I hope they wrap it up, but I also want it live streamed.
The only experience I have in this, of course, is divorce. You know, and mine, I think maybe took 8 months to a year, and it's on your mind every single day. Like, am I going to have to talk to an attorney today? And then the waiting game, hearing back from the other side, and that's just a divorce in a year. I mean, some divorces can last 4, 5, 6 years.
Ugh, it's exhausting. So, please no one take me to court because that would suck. All right, a famous family is revealing they have a long-lost family member on...
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Social media. I'm going to tell you how they're reacting to the new edition on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I know I'm going to feel real stupid here in a couple of minutes. I am literally the worst when it comes to spelling. There are so many times where I'm trying to text or email, and my text is like, what are you even trying to say, bro? Like, I can't figure out the word that I'm trying to text at all.
Trying to decipher some of your emails is like trying to decipher hieroglyphics sometimes. It's virtually impossible.
I'm usually just hauling ass through it, right? But even when I'm paying attention, man, I'm just not good at spelling. So when Rebecca comes in here and she's like, hey, the Scripps National Spelling Bee was last week and a 13-year-olds were all competing against each other. Wonder how you guys can do against a 13-year-old.
Yeah, inside baseball for the Burt Show. I don't think any of y'all can spell really well. None of y'all are really super spellers.
Definitely not. Spell check got me down bad. Yes. I don't even try anymore.
It's embarrassing sometimes. Like, I want to argue with it.
I was in a spelling bee in fifth grade, and I couldn't even get past, like, the pronunciation part because I was so nervous. Because in a spelling bee, you have to, like, say the word and then spell it. And my word was newfangled. And I was so nervous that I kept saying newflangled, and then I proceeded to spell newflangled.
Newflangled. Do you know what newfangled? Can you spell it now?
N-E-W. F-L-A-G-L-N.
No, you did flangled again.
I know. It was a callback.
When I was in third grade, I won our classroom spelling bee to go to the school spelling bee. And I had my first word was scissors. And I put in about 5 S's and about 5 C's. And I got so mad, I sat down. And then this girl named Wendy Handelman had a word after me. And it was the contraction I'll, like I will. And she said, I apostrophe LL. And they say, correct. And I stood up and I said, wrong, capital I. And she had to sit down.
That sounds like the most funny thing I'm going to hear today.
And then in the seventh grade, I won again, went to the school, and it came down to me and my girlfriend. And I had the word beagle. And I was like, I thought about, you know, throwing it for my girlfriend, but I was like, I can't look stupid. Beagle's easy. So my girlfriend went down.
I'd have thrown it for sure. All right, what do we got?
So I personally love spelling. I went to the Kindergarten County Spelling Bee. I know I was very proud of myself. I got cut for the word imbibe. Which is really sad, and I'm an alcoholic now, and I think that's not a coincidence. So I watched a ton of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, which is run by majority eighth graders, and as I was watching, I thought to myself, do you know who would be really bad at this? The Burt Show.
At least you didn't single one of us out. You just said the whole show is going to suck at this.
Well, Abby did text me yesterday and misspelled the word normalize.
No! Are you clocking me at a 6 a.m. hour?
Yeah, normalize with 2 I's instead of an A. So that was fun. But I have pulled my favorite words from the 2025 competition. Like any spelling bee, I'm giving you each a word. You will each have the opportunity to ask for the definition and to use it in a sentence if you so choose.
Okay. They also ask origin. Do we get that?
I have that, too. Okay. I just thought it was too boring to give, but I also have that.
That's my favorite part right there is the origin.
Okay, good, because I do have that listed if you so choose to ask that as
I'm not going to waste time even with those things. I'm just going to go straight in because I know I'm going to be wrong, and the origin isn't going to help me.
You and me both. Know the definition.
Okay. Right. Bert, you're up first.
All right, let's go.
Your word is burp. I wrote down literally the pronunciation because this is the hardest one.
Thanks.
Okay. Your word is berberigmus.
Oh, you know what? I will ask you to use that in a sentence only because you're struggling with it also.
Okay. Berberigmus in a sentence. The word I gave Bert is berberigmus.
All right. One more time.
Berberigmus.
B-U-R-B. Berber, A-M-U-S? All I know is I feel like
hey,
a...
What did you just spell?
I feel like a Berberanus right now.
That is incorrect. Berberigmus.
Berig.
Okay. B-O-R-B-O-R-Y-G-M-U-S.
Which means what?
That embarrassing stomach growl that always happens in a silent room.
Oh, really?
I get berberigmus almost every day.
Yeah, you do. Every day.
Kristen, are you ready for your word?
Bring it.
Your word is effulgent.
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 Can I get the origin, please?
Latin.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yep.
The origin is coming from Rebecca's microphone right next to you.
Effulgent. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Of course.
And don't say, I gave Kristen the word effulgent.
For context, effulgent means shiny, sparkly, and glowing.
Mm-hmm.
In a sentence, effulgent. Kristen, are Bert's veneers not effulgent?
Okay. Effulgent. A... P-H-O-L-G-E-N-T, effulgent.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
I don't know why. I'm just going to confess here. I wanted you to get that wrong so badly.
He's over there hating on a lot.
It's because your competitive nature is so bad.
It's because I butchered the first one so bad. I'm like, please.
Effulgent. E-F-F-U-L-G-E-N-T.
Wow, I couldn't have got that more wrong.
Tough. Yeah. We weren't even in the same zip codes.
No. Okay.
Mo, your word is brouhaha.
Yeah, actually, I would like to hear that in a sentence.
Okay, brouhaha, or a big noisy fuss. In a sentence, Mo thought a brouhaha was when people attended his comedy show and bought a beer. It's not my best work. Okay.
Okay.
But
brouhaha.
Phew, that was so bad.
Yes. Okay. B R E W H A H A.
Honestly, closest out of all of you. B R O U H A H A.
Ah, okay.
Dang it.
The beer made me think brew.
Yes. All right, Abby, your word is tchotchke.
Mm. Oh, okay. Can I get the country of origin?
It's originally Yiddish.
That helps.
Yeah.
I should get this one right.
Uh-huh. Spell Yiddish.
Can you use it in a sentence?
For sure. So, tchotchke, random little knickknack that sits on a shelf collecting dust. In a sentence, Abby visited Rebecca's apartment and was disturbed by the anatomically correct naked baby tchotchkes.
I feel like Kristen should get this one right because you worked in the promotions department for so long at another radio station, and the word tchotchke's always thrown around, like keychains, little things to give away.
Yeah, I said it a lot, but I never spelled it.
Okay.
Okay, is it C-H-O-T-C-H-K-I-E-S.
Whoa. That was really, really close, but incorrect.
Redemption. Mm-hmm. So close.
It is T-C-H-O-T-C-H-K-E.
In this room, we'll take so close as a win.
Who was the winner, though? Let's give the winner a shout out of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
The winner was 13-year-old Faison Zaki. 13
spell
years
it.
Old.
I wonder. Spell his name or her name.
No.
The Bert Show.
I got to be honest with you guys. I got some pretty disappointing results back from my doctor before we left for vacation. And those disappointing results were, I'm fine. So here's what's going on. Just this exhaustion I seem to be feeling, and it's worse and worse the last couple of months. And the ADD, excuse me, that I've been diagnosed with just seems to be getting worse. Also, I just haven't been feeling myself. And you know, like when things just don't feel right, you know your body better than anybody else, right? So I go and I get blood work done. And for the most part, it was like spot on. I'm like, this can't be.
You're like, please tell me something is wrong with me.
Yeah, because, you know, if you get blood work back and it tells you that you're deficient in one area, that's an easy fix right there. I'll drink more orange juice or whatever, you know. So I wasn't accepting that. So I had a sleep study done because I've told you guys for 20 years I've had a problem with my sleep. So I go in and these sleep studies, have you ever heard about them or done one?
I've heard about them because I know you were doing one, which I don't know how anybody sleeps well when you have that many wires hooked up to your face.
It is really crazy, man. You go in there, and it's almost like staying in a Homewood Suites for the night. They give you one room. It's got a nice bathroom, and it's just like staying in a little hotel room, really. There's a TV there, except in this particular hotel room, when you're sleeping, like you said, they hook you up to all these electrodes, man. I mean, it must have taken her 20 to 30 minutes to put everything on that she had to put on. And then you're supposed to sleep with all that stuff on. So I was excited about it because I'm like, I sleep crappy. So at least I know that in here I'm going to sleep crappy and it's going to be worse because I have all this stuff on me, right? So they're going to be able to tell me something.
Do you guys sleep on your back?
You can sleep any way that you want.
Okay.
I do sleep on my back though. So at least as far as that goes, I had that pretty easy. Because if you're sleeping on your stomach, and it's pressing all up into you and stuff like that, right? Yeah. So I'm excited, actually, that I know I'm going to get a crappy night's sleep. So at least we can start working on this, and maybe that's at the root of it. So I end up going to sleep a little bit on the late side, and I'm waking up, and I'm waking up, and I'm waking up. And I remember being so excited by waking up, thinking, finally, they're going to be able to see the results of my sleep, and they're going to be able to guide me in a healthy way, right? I feel like I must have got, like, 3-4 hours of sleep, right? So I go home and you don't get the results instantly. You have to go back in and then they give you the results. So I sit down and I'm like, all right, let me have it, man. What are we going to do? And he's like, dude, you slept great. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you slept through the night. You barely tossed and turned. You got great REM sleep. You like deep sleep for like 3.5 hours. He's like, no sleep apnea. You're doing great. So I'm like, what the hell? How is that pop? I literally was saying, I felt like I was saying to myself during this study that I am awake right now. I can hear everything going on. Every little noise in this place is waking me up. It must have just been in my head.
You must have been dreaming.
The whole time.
I guess I was dreaming, right?
You didn't feel like you slept any better in that situation than you normally would at home?
I felt like I slept like crap. I was stunned, right? So I go to my therapist and a couple of other doctors, and they are all essentially saying the same thing, which is really a bummer. I got to figure out a way how to chill out and relax. And here's the thing, though, man. I've told you guys this before, and I hate that sometimes I say the same things over and over again on the show. I don't feel stressed out. Like, there are things that happen in here, and there are things that happen in my life. You know, it's not 100%, but I don't feel like I am anxious over it. I don't feel like I can't eat about it. I don't feel like I'm not sleeping right because of the anxiety. It's just, I don't feel it, but my body is telling me, and all these doctors are now telling me, like, you must figure out a way to chill your body out or you are going to die early.
I wonder if it's just because your baseline is what most people's stressed out or high strung or anxious would be. Like, you're so used to like high cortisol levels, or you're used to being really like on edge or kind of just like ready to go at any moment, that you don't know what it truly feels like for your body to relax. So I almost wonder if you just need to find your new baseline and you just got to like figure out a way to dial down to that level. So
Abby, he's taken enough extracurricular things that he knows what chill is.
Well, it's manufactured, so I don't. And just to focus on one thing you said, I took a different test for cortisol thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. So they're just basically saying like, Yes, your body is revving so high because I legitimately can't relax. That I know. Like if I try to read a book, like I tried last night. I'll tell you how it goes for me reading a book. You remember that little perch that I have in front of my window in my house that a lot of people are saying is for extracurricular activity, but it is not, right?
The one with the swing?
Yeah, it's a swing, basically. So I'm sitting in my perch in front of my window, and I read a book. So I open up the book, and it goes something like this. Read one paragraph. Oh, you know what? I forgot to answer an email from Kristen. Okay, I'll just do that real quick. Read two paragraphs, and then it goes something like, they may mention something about a Chick-fil-A in this book. So I immediately go, oh, I have a Chick-fil-A coupon that I can use tonight.
Man, we need to read on Sundays.
But it's kind of this constant maze and kind of always this distraction where I just can't focus on one thing at a time. If I go into a room, if I just see one thing out of place, it takes me into a completely different direction, and then I forget what I'm in that room for. So I have got to figure out a way to either, I don't know if it's meditate, I don't know if it's reading, I don't know what it is, I don't know if it's a hobby. Those all bore me. I don't know how to relax. I don't know how to feel like I'm relaxing.
If your cortisol levels aren't high, and so you're not stressed out in that way, I mean, what you just told me just sounds like classic textbook ADHD. Like, maybe you need to go treat it for that, get that, because your mind's squirrel over the place. You walk into a room, you forget what you're there for. So maybe the problem isn't in, like, the physical body. It's just mental. And maybe you should seek treatment or even just a diagnosis, because obviously I'm not a doctor for ADHD. And maybe that'll start to lead you down a path where you can quiet your mind.
So I have that doctor, and he has given me some things to do. But every time I start to do them, I get distracted, honestly. I was almost yelling at myself in my truck the other day, because all I wanted to do is go to the gym. So I get into my truck and I realize I forgot my AirPods in the house. Not a big deal. So I go inside of the house, right? Then I get back in the truck and I go to turn the truck on and then realize that I left my keys to the truck inside the house. So now I got to go back in the house. Then I come back out and I'm heading out of the driveway and then I realize, oh my God, I forgot my phone. So I mean, it takes me 5 minutes just to get out of my driveway.
I have a friend who had very severe ADHD and like struggled through college with it. And then she and her doctor decided to do meds. And she's like, I don't know how the doctor was like, I don't know how you did this. And once she got a med, she's like, I don't know how I did this. This is a game changer.
I know, man. And I'm really torn about putting another med into my body. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. You know how I felt when I went off the Effexor? I was just miserable. So any one of these ADHD meds are kind of stimulants, and I just don't want to have that jittery feeling all day. So I'm at a loss right now.
But hey, here's a fun fact, actually. So if you actually need it, like, you can take it and it'll level you out. It's not going to go like, a lot of ADHD people, if they're not on meds, can drink like 2 cups of coffee and go right to sleep because it levels them out. So it might be worth talking to a doc, because which do you hate more, meds or letting Tommy win your deathbed?
Oh, yeah. Tommy winning the deathbed would really annoy me.
When you started this segment, I was like, see, told you so.
Hey, Tiffany, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm on, but hi.
Glad you called.
So I was just listening about what was going on, and I wanted to know if they checked any of your iron or maybe a B12 level or your hormones, like testosterone.
They did indeed. They tested all of it. It's all fantastic. It's all right spot on, which is so frustrating. I need to go see more doctors. That will tell me there's something wrong.
Maybe everything you think is wrong with you is wrong because you're just really good at testing.
Yes, I am good at something. My hobby. I found a hobby.
Yeah, you're a great test taker.
It's blood tests.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever have an ex that you just can't seem to shake? All right, this is going to make you feel way better about your situation.
So this woman is a mother of 5, lives in South Carolina. Her name is Tracy. They didn't give out her last name. But she was, imagine this, she is in her house and she starts to hear some type of like thuds coming from above. And she's not sure what it is, but a couple of days goes by and she continues to hear these thuds. And it's just, she said, she feels, she said it sounded as if someone was practically dancing on the roof, but it never crossed her mind to check the attic. So one day, one of her adult children and her nephew happened to be home, and they also hear these same sounds. And so they finally go to investigate the attic. And I guess there was one entrance to get to the attic, which was from the children's bedrooms. And when they go up there and they open it, they find her ex-fiance in the attic, who she broke up with 12 years prior.
12 years?
What? Now, has he been living in this place 12 years, or is he just visiting?
He was visiting, technically, because he had been in prison for, I guess, a long time after they broke up, and he had been released from prison 2 weeks before. So in the 2 weeks that he had got released from prison, he decided to go to her home, and he somehow broke into the home. He broke into the attic. He had some old coats and some old jackets that he was able to place over the heating unit. And then that's where he set up shop. That's where he slept. He slept in that heating unit for 2 weeks. After they finally caught him, he ended up running out of the house. So then they went up into the attic to see what else was up there. And they found a bunch of those Sonic Route 44 cups full of feces and urine. So he just was up there doing his business. And the worst part of it all is somehow he was able to mess with the vents, and he created like a hole where he could watch her bedroom. So for those 2 weeks, he's watching her bedroom, and they had no idea. They were none the wiser. But finally, they caught him. And I haven't found any reports or updates where he got arrested. So I don't even know if he has gotten arrested yet.
For anybody that's like, how can somebody live in your attic for 2 weeks and you don't know? The woman has 5 kids. Like, it's a noisy house. So I can totally get how that could go for 2 weeks. But it's like, bruh, you left. And you have, like, you left all your DNA up in there. Like, it's only a matter of time.
Absolutely. Right. You're not going far.
Well, he's heading back to prison. Now he's got a place to stay again.
Yeah. He don't have to be in the attic anymore.
And he gets a toilet.
Right. All right, Kristen, sounds to me like you got a lot of explaining to do here, Cass.
I do. So I house sat for Kristen for a couple of days this past week, and I feel like I need to explain how I left something, because I know her husband Bart is going to see it and be like, what the hell is wrong with people?
Oh, so you're the one that has to do the explaining.
Oh, I'm the one who has to do the explaining.
It's not like you saw something really funky in the house and like, all right, you want to tell me what this is?
I need to come clean.
Let me bring your private life up on the Burt Show. No.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. So they were really sweet. We got to have the run of their house, me and the kids and Chad, because we're living in an RV right now. So Kristen's like, why don't you, win-win, you get some space, we get someone to look after the dogs, which my kids love their dogs. So we're like, hell yeah, let's do it. We can have running water. It's going to be great without having to empty the tanks every day.
And a washer dryer.
Oh, my God. I took advantage of that. Let me tell you.
You just dove in it yourself?
Basically. It was great. I just stayed in there the whole time. That was my room.
By the way, you didn't need to bring back, like, detergent. It was okay.
I replaced the detergent because I used so much. I felt like I used so much of it. But anyway.
How dirty were your clothes?
I had a lot of laundry. I'm gonna send you some Venmo for the water bill when you get it next month. But so they were very sweet, and they left stuff out for the kids to do, like bubbles and a s'mores kit so we could make s'mores one night, which we did and was awesome. But I'm setting up the s'mores fire, and it's a weird point of like pride in my relationship. I light the grill when I'm cooking, and I set up the fire when I want to do s'mores. And I don't know why, but for me, it's like, I don't need a man to do it. Like, even though Chad is great at it, I'm like, I could do it too. Look at me, be self-sufficient. So I'm setting up the fire in this like great University of Kentucky, like metal fire pit.
Tommy got me for a gift.
Which is so cool. And, Bart has left out like logs and all this stuff and a fire starter. And if you don't know what a fire starter is, you like light it on fire and it helps the wood catch. But it's different from any fire starters I have ever used. And I don't really know what it is. It's like biomatter. It's a fire log, but it's all smushed together. And it looks kind of like a turd, honestly, just like a little thing. And the ones that I use, I rip apart and put in the fire. And so I'm like digging into this fire log because I think you're supposed to rip it apart and put it different places. And it's like sap, and I'm like smearing it on the wood. I'm like, this isn't right. But at this point, I'm like, there's no way I can go into my husband and be like, what am I doing wrong? Because I look like a raccoon ferreting through the trash. Like, I've got stuff all over me. And so I like dig out a quarter of it or whatever and smear it on the wood and get the fire started. And I'm like, well, I don't want to throw it away. This is a good fire log. There's a lot left. So I put it back in the package and stuck it back inside, like with the rest of the wood, so y'all could use it later. Only to find out you're supposed to use the whole log. You're supposed to put the entire thing in there to light the fire. So when your husband, Bart, goes to use that fire again, he is going to see a half-carved up fire starter log with gouged out finger marks. And I know he's going to be like, what the hell happened? And Bart will give me the benefit of the doubt. Like, he's not going to look at that and be like, Cassie is an idiot and doesn't know how to start a fire. I'm afraid he's going to think that you have some kind of rodent or pest problem.
Or Jimmy ate it.
Yes. So I want to let you know, Jimmy did not eat it. It's not a raccoon. Got it. Was me. I ruined your fire starter log.
I don't know what it is, but there is something oddly satisfying about being able to start a fire on your own.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whenever we go to the mountains, we always do s'mores. And I know, like, using a fire starter is, like, taking the easy way out, but whatever. I felt like such a failure when my friend Claire and I went to the mountains with the kids, and we wanted to do s'mores, and I could not get the fire to start for my life. And I was like, because again, it's one of those things like, I don't need a man. I can do this. Mm-hmm. This is not man's work. A woman can start a fire. I couldn't do it to save my life.
I've watched enough Naked and Alone that I think I could just use two sticks and start that fire.
No, you can't.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's one of those things where the more the merrier is a little bit more complicated than it seems. So imagine you're 28 years or 30 years into existing, and all of a sudden you find out you have a long lost sibling from the time your dad was single. Well, that's all happening for models Gigi and Bella Hadid, who recently had to make a statement on social media that while their father was single, he had a brief relationship that led to a pregnancy, and now there is a third Hadid sister somewhere crawling around because they've just discovered that she exists. We don't know any of the details on how this came to light, but this is one of those jarring things. Like, you don't think in your 20s like your life is going to change that much, and then all of a sudden you find out that there's somebody out there that shares your DNA, all because of a relationship your dad had very briefly. So watch out, Victoria's Secret Angels, because there's another model running around with those perfect genes.
So this literally happened to my best friend a couple years ago. Found out that her dad had fathered a child prior to getting with her mother. And so maybe like a little over 5 years ago, she found out that she had a long lost sister who was a couple years older than her. And the two of them are best friends now.
Yeah, we've taken enough calls on this show that it almost seems common to me.
Yeah,
it happened in my family. Yeah. My uncle, I guess, while he was abroad serving in the military, fathered a girl, and I haven't met her yet, but I think it's going well, so good for them. It's not always the worst thing in the world. All right, Instagram stories are kind of like the modern day equivalent of a town square. It's like you're tweeting out what's on your mind, or if you're me, you're just tweeting out Taylor Swift lyrics anytime a guy you're dating says something stupid. But Vanessa Ann Bryant, she's making sure she's not subtweeting or anything. She is shutting down pregnancy rumors in a very iconic way. So people have started speculating that she might be expecting baby number 5, and she was like, no, I'm not having it. So she hopped on Instagram and posted this hilarious meme of Rihanna chilling in a pool. She's got a drink in her hand. She's flipping the bird. And the caption says, me protecting my peace, not pregnant, and having fun all summer. And then just to make sure that she drove the point home, that she's not pregnant, and people are just paying attention to her, she played Tupac's All Eyes on Me in the background and followed it up with some very subtle messages. And by subtle, I mean not at all. It said, the only way to impress me is by being a good person. And another meme that says, I'm not mean, I'm just not the one. So basically, she's living her life and just wants to enjoy her summer without people speculating about her body.
But why the speculation? Where did the rumor start? Why do people think she's pregnant?
It was just one person who seemed to have started the rumor, and I don't know if they altered the picture, but they made it seem like she was seen out pregnant, and then the internet went on fire with people pretty much defending Kobe Bryant's legacy, saying that she cannot go and get pregnant by another man because it's not Kobe Bryant.
That's the thought that I had when Abby was telling the story. I'm like, what kind of guy is going to have the confidence to be next man up after Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, bro. I'll
be the guy after the guy, but I ain't gonna be the guy.
You can't be
after
first guy. But the fact that she had to actually come out and say this because so many people were attacking her, to me, was insane.
No, it's crazy
also, too. Like,
she deserves to find love again, and she deserves to, like, you know, he is gone, and that is, it's horrific and it's sad. And if she doesn't want to, if that's going to be like, I know, for using as an example, Betty White, her husband passed away, and she was like, I will never find another man to love. And so she never remarried. She never, like, that was her one and only love. And maybe Kobe Bryant is that for Vanessa. But also, like, if she wants to find love again and get married and have another child, man, that's, I think the girl's within her right.
That'd be LeBron James. Yeah.
Savannah ain't going for it.
Yeah. All right, Diddy's former assistant is name dropping major A-listers like Mick Jagger and Jennifer Lopez on the stand. I'll tell you if any of them were involved in the alleged freak-offs on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.